bear with me. I don't know what my audio levels are like. This is the first time I've used this app on this phone. I thought about that when I grabbed the radio this morning. I'm like, I haven't charged that radio in like 3 days. So a little background. I've told this story a million times, so sorry anyone listening. My wife won't let me permanently mount a radio in her truck. So I got a mag mount, and then I put an ICOM 2730 in an Armalock cage in a bag with a Dakota Lithium 7-amp-hour battery, and that's my mobile in this vehicle. And when I sell my truck, which is coming up here, I'm probably not going to permanently install anything in the new truck. So I'll probably just drop down to one bag radio, which is this. Anyway, yeah, the Bofangs, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just it's a great starter radio. It's super low cost of entry. I just am, like I said, I'm kind of a hardware snob, so it's a personal thing. Just unnecessary. Like, I'm absolutely loving that DM32. But AnyTones are also rock solid radios, 878. I haven't touched an 890, but I guess those are even better. But I did hear stay away from the 168. I heard it's not all it's cracked up to be. But on that note, I am back into my parking spot here. I'm going to bring my radio inside. I'm going to charge the battery so I can maybe talk to you this afternoon and whoever else is out here. But I'll clear out after yours. Welcome to the morning chat. Look forward to talking to you some more, and I'll catch you later. N8DBF.